Oscar pretty well. I found myself then going to Trowbridge in Wiltshire, where I was going to intercept Japanese moors, which was very tricky. I didn't realise when I still, by that time, I think I probably had become a lance corporal. I didn't realise then that my future wife, Susan, was at school within a few miles of where I was doing my interception course in Trowbridge. And I actually did have the strange experience of being on gun duty outside Trowbridge Town Hall, within a few miles of where Susan was at school. As I say, when we met in 1955 and were married, I didn't tell her a word about Hot Six or what I'd been doing, or indeed about the fact that I had been working on interception in Trowbridge during the war. Because of my feeling of the importance of the Y service, without which we could not have had any Bletchley at all, we wouldn't have had the messages, because of my sense of the importance of that, I found that when I was in Hot Six, I could make a certain kind of contribution of my own to our understanding of cryptography. Now, cryptography, and I wasn't a straight cryptographer, they're now called cryptanalysts, and cryptography was something that I went into. I might well have gone, when I went to Bletchley, into intelligence. I was working in Hut 6, and our neighbours in Hut 3 were concerned with intelligence. And most of the people in Hut 3, I knew after the end of the war. Some of them were very distinguished and famous historians. Some of them I knew very well during the war. I had free access between Hut 3 and Hut 6. There was a way straight through from one hut to another. I'll come to the word hut in a moment. It was interesting that since I was a historian and I knew rather more about the war than most of the people did who were involved in cryptography, in my own section of Hut 6, I really could talk to the people in intelligence more fully than anybody else, I think, in Hut 6. And I learnt an awful lot in talking to them. And although we were all supposed not to know anything that went on outside the limits of our own hut, I knew far more about what was going on in other parts of Bletchley Park than most people did, including people of far superior rank to myself. I should say, when I got there, I naturally wanted to have a commission. And in the ordinary course of things, I would have had one. But I was told by a great cryptographer, of whom I admire enormously, Tilpman, one of our greatest cryptographers, who deserves to be given very special praise. Tilpman said to me, and he was a marvellous man to talk to, he called me in, and I still got a note saying, from the head of my own section, saying that Colonel Tilpman is then wants to see you. Can you make work arrange an appointment? Tilpman said to me, he said, I'm terribly sorry, but you can't have a commission because we can't spare anybody from Bletchley Park at this time. You've really got to work on as you are. But I will be sure that you're promoted to the highest rank that you can be and not have a commission. And I assure you, we'll be paid rather more.